There we go.
Alrighty, I am here, and thank you for listening, everyone. My name is Jonathan Castro, and the reason why we're here today is to engage the Hispanic community in the Salem area. The reality is that, as it stands right now, there is a silent Hispanic majority who is not active in our community in the arenas of politics. They are not being represented. Right. And what we hope to accomplish today is, one, connect them with elected officials that represent their Hispanic family values, which we have them here today, and then to engage them into our community to serve as leaders in our community, and also to spread the word of the elected officials that need our support in this election season and future election cycles as well.
So it's really about building relationship, isn't it?
Yes.
Is there... In the Hispanic community, is there a distrust of relationship or just no relationship?
There is no relationship. For the longest time, if you look here in Salem, the Hispanic community is generally, the majority of the Hispanic community is not represented. So in a way, there's just no relationship. They're kind of in their own world, but it's important to know that the Hispanic community keeps on growing, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And it's also important to note that those who are involved, who are Hispanics, and the Salem community generally are usually very captive to what I would describe as more on the far left ideology, which is not representative of the Hispanic majority.
No, not. And it amazes me is that because the left does a really good job, the leftists, the Marxists, the communists, they do a really good job of reaching out to the Hispanic community, and they don't really know what they stand for and how greatly different they are than their own family values. And that to me is a powerful opportunity for those of us who are conservative, more family value oriented, to do these kinds of events with you. And that's why I'm really excited for what you've done here. I mean, you've got a great turnout. You've got a great group of elected officials from people that are serving in the Salem City Council, with Julie Hoy is running for mayor. Obviously two county commissioners, Colm Willis, Danielle Bethel, and then two state representatives, Representative Ed Deal, Representative Kevin Mannix, Kevin is an old colleague of mine when I served in the House of Representatives.
Yeah,
he speaks Spanish. And the sheriff is here also. And these are all just so important for the Hispanic community to be understanding that they have an opportunity to come to meet them, to build relationship, and to express their concerns.
Right. Yeah, one of the challenges is the identity politics that we see in society. And I think the left has done a phenomenal job at, having a lot of influence in this community. In a way, they engage in communication with them, sometimes withholding information that is important for the community in order to make an educated decision. Now, by definition, a perspective or on voting on someone, they usually disassociate with anything on the left.
So make that point again, because we're recording that, and I'm going to play that on my radio show. So say what you just said again about people on the left withhold information.
Right. Yeah. So what I've seen is that the groups on the left only provide the information that is convenient for them, and they withhold information to identity groups like the Hispanic community. Now, a psychologist will tell you that's abusive and that's manipulation. What we do here is we give everyone all the information so they can make an educated decision on who they are going to vote and support.
Yes.
What we found is that when they do have all the information in front of them, they disassociate themselves from anything on the left. And those who didn't have a firm hold on who they are supporting are quick to support the common sense candidates, in this day and age is generally your more moderate conservative candidate.
Right. So of the Hispanic population, if you have hard numbers, that's great, but you probably don't. But what percentage of them that are eligible to vote are voting?
It's a low. It's low. Just it's low all across. I mean, in the last Marin County election, I think we just barely got to about 30% of people came out to vote.
Wow.
As it relates to the Hispanic community, I don't have any exact numbers for you, but if I were to take a guess, it's less than 15%.
So, you know, that what's interesting about that is that's kind of the same refrain that we hear from the Slavic community, the Russian
right.
and so forth, that only 17% roughly of the people that are eligible to vote are registered to vote and let alone vote. It's a very small number of the overall opportunity, and it is an opportunity. So what you hope to achieve here is more and more relationship and community building so that that word begins to spread. Are you going to do more events like this, you think, in the future?
Yes. Yeah. So the PAC is a brand new PAC. This is our first event. We plan on having a second event at second half of the year
okay.
towards the general election.
Okay.
And then we hope to have an annual event every year thereafter with the purpose of organizing the Hispanic community to start getting involved and start having some influence in policy. But more importantly, in my opinion, where we are in the state of Oregon and in the city of Salem, getting the right people in office.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, okay. Amanda's trying to talk, but it's not working. We're going to have to figure that out for sure. All right, so your political action committee is typically used to raise funds and to support candidates. So at what point will you make that decision about who you're going to support?
Yeah, so we are a brand new PAC. Our support will start with the mayor's race, the
okay.
current mayor's
mm-hmm.
race. You know, Julie Hoy is a candidate of the people. In fact, in today, we will make an ask for people to support her,
okay,
take
good.
Her signs and so
good.
On. While the reality is that we probably won't see the fruits of these efforts until the next election cycle,
yep.
we will try to have some influence and support the candidates who desperately need it in key seats that we have in the states and in the
Great.
City level.
So are you not as so much as a political action committee, although you can, but as you as an organizer within the Hispanic community, are you engaged in voter registration opportunities, drives, that kind of thing, awareness?
I am on a volunteer basis,
okay.
But I mean, there's a lot of work in that space, a lot of work, and it's overwhelming. And I do think that we have to do that work to get people to vote, but it is definitely a community team-based approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And every organization, every corner of the community has to do their part.
Sure, sure. Well, Jonathan, this is exciting to see, and I congratulations on putting together what looks like a great event with lots of speakers, and I hope that it's fruitful and does bear fruit for
right.
the future.
Yeah, it will.
Jonathan, thank you so much. Great job in doing this.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate
okay.
it.
Okay.